FM 90.3 WJTL Red Rocks Worship, Miracle Me, The Young Escape, You Shine. Hey, good morning to you and happy Tuesday, 7:05.
If you're going to Uprise Fest on Friday or Saturday, please be sure to stop by the WJTL table in vendor area and say hello. We'll be having contests and giveaways for you too. You can get the festival lineup details at uprisefest.com.
This morning, our friend Kathleen Walter is here. She's the Director of Development with CEF Lancaster. Good morning to you, Kathleen.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Yeah, anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Oh yeah, the staff, volunteers, and kiddos from CEF, the Sunrise Runners. Sorry, I bailed this morning. And my favorite husband, Todd Walter, kids Zachary, Nadia, and Corbin, and my amazing 88-year-old mama, Nancy Soisman.
Oh man, so you go run every morning?
We run Tuesday, Thursday mornings at 5:25 in the morning.
Bless
We're crazy.
You. Yeah. Yeah, how far do you run?
We do 3, but Leslie's pushing for 4.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for not running this morning and coming in with us. Thanks. For those who don't know, tell us about CEF Lancaster.
So CEF of Lancaster County has been here since 1944. We have a three-part purpose. We evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ, disciple children in the Word of God, and we establish children in a local Bible-believing church. So we go where the kids are. Yeah. We go into the public schools with our after-school Good News Clubs, and they're geared toward elementary age children. The kids get to sing songs, play games, learn verses, hear a Bible lesson and missionary story. And of course, we have snacks.
Well, of course. And you really are partnering with a local church to make this happen.
Correct. Each club has a partner church, and they take ownership of the club, and they provide the volunteers, they pray for us, and they cover half of the club's expenses, and they also invite the unchurched children into their services and activities.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have any great stories about how God is working through CEF of Lancaster County?
Of course. Yeah. The stories come easily. The one that comes to mind is a child that was attending one of our clubs, and she did not have a church. She's an unchurched child. And she had immigrated here from Congo in Africa. And the leaders told her about the club's partner church, because that's how we introduced the kids to the partner church. And would you believe that the partner church of that particular club has 150 Congolese refugees that have a whole service in Swahili?
How great is that?
Right? How much does God love this little girl?
Yeah.
And of course, she and her mom went to the church and could understand the whole service.
That's
and
amazing.
Got connected. So
that is awesome. If people want more information about CEF Lancaster, can they visit you online?
Absolutely. CEFLancaster.org.
Another place they could find out is to come to your big fiesta.
Yes.
Tell us all about that.
Our fiesta is coming up on Thursday, October 12th, and you'll have an opportunity to learn about CEF. It's our annual fundraising banquet, and we're calling it Fiesta, a celebration of God's goodness, because we just have so much to celebrate. And it's going to be at the Palm Court in Willow Valley. It is a free event, so you can freely give to the ministry. We have sponsors that cover the cost of all our banquet expenses, because we want donor money to go directly to what we're doing in the ministry.
To impact the kids. That's
yes.
cool.
Yeah.
And so if people want to go, they do need reservations, even though it's free, right?
Yes, please. You don't have to bring a ticket or anything, but we want to make sure we have enough food. It won't be spicy fiesta food, unfortunately, but it's going to be great. So come to ceflancaster.org to register for the banquet.
The CEF Lancaster County Fundraising Banquet Fiesta, celebrating God's goodness, Thursday, October 12th. It's happening at the Palm Court, Willow Valley. You can sign up online and get more information, ceflancaster.org. We'll talk more with Kathleen on the way. Music on the way next from Josh Baldwin, too.
But that's all.